Yo, what's good, Rio?
Hey, what's going on, J-Dub? Welcome to 50 Ball.
Yeah, happy April Fool's to y'all.
Yeah, man, happy April Fool's Day. You know, I forget every year that this day exists. But, you know, that's because I don't play them games like that.
Oh, for real, 100%. This is a day I got some trust issues on that day. I don't trust nothing. Nobody tell me if I won the lotto, even if I got a job. I think they probably just tricking me. You know, just, man. It's fake news.
Hey, you see, you want to hear it either on March 31st or April 2nd.
Exactly.
This got to be the worst day to get some bad news, because you're always going to second guess it. You're going to be like, man, is he joking or he's for real?
Exactly. It's the worst. I mean, like, imagine if he was born on April Fool's. You know, he'd be like, oh, I bet you was born a joke, ain't you? It's like, ain't nobody want to hear that.
And it's like that Usher Confessions. You know how Confessions starts off? He's like, man, stop playing. But then it got real. Like, they really found out he was cheating.
Like, April Fools. But no. I'm not cheating.
Yeah, man. Shoot, what you got on your mind, man? What you want to touch on?
Well, we got Kevin Durant and Michael Rappaport.
Oh, man. That dirty laundry got aired out.
Yeah, it was dirty this time though. Yeah, it wasn't just dirty. You know when you got dirty twice? That wasn't a typo.
Man, I mean, they had that disagreement about how Durant handles the media, and from there they went back and forth, and Durant just got, you know, he went Call of Duty lobby dark, you know. He got personal. You know, he started just some name calling.
You know,
the whole thing's just toxic. I mean, you got, honestly, they both were toxic in that situation. Durant for taking it too far, and Michael Rappaport releasing the DMs. Like, it wasn't that serious to release it. Like, Durant's not going to come to your house and actually murder you or nothing like that.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, why he got to say all that, though? I mean, he's talking about his wife and stuff, you know? He started talking about wifey, though. I kind of blame him at that point, you know? All right, you start getting past a few things you're going to talk about. Is somebody's mama and somebody's wife. And I feel like he went the wife route, you know? And like, what else he say? He's like, why are you trying to lawyer up now? Like midway or something? Like,
yeah, he did. I want to say Michael Rappaport said something about Durant's hair too. It was funny. I forgot what he said, but it was funny as hell though when he said. But you know, I mean, I'm not big on like releasing private conversations like that, you know. And that's one of the things we want to touch on today is like toxic people.
Yep.
To me, both of them was pretty toxic. Durant, I put more to blame on him, though, just because it wasn't that serious.
Right.
Like, Durant took it to a place to where, you know, you ever go on the back and forth with somebody, and then next thing you know is, like, you know, they go to your mama.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't jump the gun from, like, a regular argument to your mama. Like, that's a big jump. And Durant took it there with him.
He's a big guns, man. It's like, I don't know. Use that nitro too quick. You know, in the race, use it too quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you do it too quick, you burn in the end. You burn in the end, man. Like, so he pulled out too soon. He's trying to, you know, pull out the big guns.
Man, round one.
Yeah, you know, like, we barely got started. He's like, come on. He's like, your wife and this and that. I'm like, bro, chill.
I mean, I just wanted to ask you, like, how would you approach that situation if you were, like, in Michael Rappaport's position, to where somebody's angry at something you said, and, I mean, just coming at you real toxic. I mean, this is what it is. You know, the theme of the day is toxic. Like, how would you handle a toxic person in something like your DMs or life in general?
That's tough, man. That's tough. I mean, like, I think kind of depends on the situation and the person and your patience.
Yeah.
If your patience level ain't the same with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's some people that you one sentence away from cussing them out. And maybe somebody else, you may be three sentences away from, look, everybody got levels, you know. Maybe you got two or three or before you want to block, or maybe you just want to, you know, hang up, or, you know, you distance yourself altogether. You know, but I wouldn't have went that far with the conversation. I mean, but with KD, like, the way he did it, though, oh, man, you trying to fight. He's trying to fight. Like, he act like and then KD tried to play it off like he was playing. I was like, bro, you You can't go like 10 straight messages going off like that and then say, oh, like, I was just playing.
You thought I was serious? Like,
oh, you thought I was serious? Bro, it's trying to, like, it's like you're trying to punch him 10 times after the fight's over. Oh, I was just playing. What you mean you just playing? Like,
hey, he wrote a whole novel of insults about Michael Rapaport. Didn't say I was just playing.
A little insecure self, man. He's
hey, but Michael, that was a low blow from Michael too. Though, like, Michael got mad and he's like, you know what? I know you have a big public image. Yeah. I'm gonna release these DMs to the whole world. And
he
knew it was gonna be on First Take. He knew it was gonna be on Undisputed.
Yeah.
He knew that was the only way he can really get back at Durant. Like, he was matching Toxic with Toxic.
He's trying to bait you. Yeah, that's one of them traits that toxic people have, that, you know, that's unhealthy. They try to bait you into saying something that you don't really be saying. And Michael's pretty much like that irritant. You ever know someone that in your life that's like an irritant? Like, everything coming at their mouth just make you want to slap them.
Yeah, that's Michael. And that's why I said he's kind of toxic, because Michael, he's real opinionated, and he don't say his opinion in the nicest way. Like, he's real rambunctious with it. Like, when he says something, you hear him loud and clear. So he got to be able to take it. But Durant, he did take it way too far, too, though.
Yeah. I guess, like, when you think about it, it's like a recipe for disaster. We think about KD, which is one of the most insecure and sensitive players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And got Michael, who is one of the most aggravating actors that you can think of.
But he's funny, though. It's funny.
But he's funny. He's funny. So you combine aggravating and funny with the most sensitive player, this is what you get.
Yeah. No, that's true, man. That's true. And again, they both just played a high level of toxicity, you know, because they could have just stopped DMing one another. They could have stopped. But that's a trait of toxic people. They just keep going. Nobody wants to give up the edge. No, everybody wants the last word. It's almost like, you know, you go to the hood, people fight. They don't just leave in the streets. Like, they don't just leave the fight where it left off at.
Yeah.
Like, somebody else has to go dig, go get a gun. And it's like, okay, you're not just going to beat me up. I got to shoot you now.
Yeah. Now it's...
you shoot the person, then, you know, if they survive, they retaliate. If they don't survive, then their people come back and retaliate for them.
Exactly.
And that's the whole thing in toxic situations. It's like, man, if somebody doesn't, like, beat a bigger person to end it, it can just keep going.
Exactly. Usually it does like that. Like, people with those kind of traits, they tend to let things linger. Things keep going longer than they need to. Petty things. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe if you're at work and maybe you have a parking spot, and maybe the person's always fighting for you for that spot every day. It's very small, but could be irritating. It could be irritating, the person. Like, every time I wake up in the morning, this person always takes my parking spot. And he knows it's my spot because I told him. But now he just parking there all the time. It's like small stuff like that. But a person that's toxic will like keep doing it beyond just that one time. You know, very, very petty, very petty things.
That's true, man. That's a good example. I mean, I guess, how would you address that, though? Like, you brought up, like, a toxic person that could be at work, like, trying to take your parking spot.
Right.
How do you deal with a toxic person? You know, how do you approach that?
How can you? I mean, if it's the work, you can only do so much, personally. You know what I'm saying? You could try to talk to him about, you know, just, like, directly just talk to him. Just, like, whatever it is. Like, man, like, yo, I just told you about my parking spot. And then now you're just doing it all the time. Like, what's your deal?
Right.
What's the deal with you? You know, like, or you can do it petty back, and then you can, you know, you can do it back, you know. So it's I think you just got to just keep things professional. If your end game is to keep your sanity, then you just gotta stay professional. But you don't try to let their toxic behavior make yourself toxic. You know, because sometimes that kind of, like, their kind of bad communication will bleed into you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if your end game is to not be like them, then I would just try to keep it professional. Just ignore it. Don't let it get to you too much. Talk to people that aren't toxic around in the office.
Right.
So it'll make yourself feel better. But if you kind of just keep talking with that person, it's not going to get better. You're just going to get mad every day.
Not for you on that. No, I definitely respect that. I mean, that's a great point. Because I have some similar thoughts in terms of, like, say at work you do have a toxic person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, luckily I don't work with anybody like that. But, you know, in old jobs, you know, years ago, I had to experience that. One of the best things is, you know, trying to minimize your interaction with this person if you can.
Mm.
Because the thing is, like, again, kind of going back to Michael Rappaport and Durant, it's not that they went back and forth. It's just they both went back and forth too long.
Yeah.
On edge. Like, they both kind of got their feelings, and then it just went bigger than it had to be. And that's what happens, you know, to where you're dealing with a toxic person or a situation way too long. I mean, bad things can happen. You get that buildup.
Yeah.
I mean, to avoid that, you just want to minimize your interactions if you can. You know, so at work, if you don't have to deal with that person on something, you know, don't involve them. Don't bring them in. Don't speak to them. But, you know, if you do have to deal with them, like, you can't get around it. You know, you just try to be mature, make the best out of it. But it just all depends, man. Like, it depends just in life. Like, if I'm on the, you know, I'll play NBA 2K.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't went back and forth with plenty of people in there, you know.
Yeah.
But I got petty with it. Like, somebody send me a message, I'll send a message back.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get on my little Kevin Durant, you know. I might not go as far as him, but, you know, I'll say my insults, and then I'll block him. So that way, it's over.
Yeah. Like, so they ain't gotta go back and forth too long?
Yeah, it ends on my terms. Like, I'll get the last word in, you know, like, you're a blah, blah, blah. And I'll block them where they can't respond back to me.
Mm-hmm.
So they just have my message sitting there lingering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, yeah, from there, I'm on to the next game. So, yeah, I just try to minimize my interactions with them or to stop dealing with them at all if I have that possibility. And, I mean, that's one of the best ways you can go about it. I don't know, unless you're gonna fight it out with them.
Yeah, I mean, that's one too. So you can scrap. It's like, hey, well, make sure you get your glove size right. You know, make sure you got the left and the right together. I don't know. It depends on kind of the environment. Yeah, depends. Like, yeah, it does depend too. Like how closely you work together. Do they do the same job as you, or are they just working in another department? You know, if they're not working in the same department, it's pretty easy, I think. It's kind of easier versus someone that like is like right next to you.
Yeah. Oh man.
You know what I'm saying? Like now what do you do, man?
Hey man, you either gotta leave jobs or y'all gotta fight it out or something. Get over it. I don't know, man.
You know, I mean, like, it's almost in like every type of office, they're always that person.
Yeah.
Or persons.
I mean, even in life, you know, it can be, you know, people you know in life, your neighbors or your friends.
Yeah.
Like, you ever have like those friends to where it's a group of friends, but it's like that one person in the group you don't really see eye to eye with all the time?
Oh, and, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, or it could even be family sometimes. You know, it could be cousins, you know, just whatever the case. You know, I mean, so you can run into these type of people all the time. And I don't know, man. I think that's something we all can, get value from, is learning how to deal with toxic people. So, I mean, I guess my thoughts are like, what to you, you know, what to you is a toxic person? Like, what are the traits of a toxic person to you?
I think a person that acts like, that kind of have this unhealthy behavior, I think, that could be either mental or physical. That could impact the way you talk, the way you act.
Mm-hmm.
Or your environment around you.
Right.
You know. You know, like, for example, like, if you coming over to somebody's house and you know that person gets on your nerves. You know that your blood pressure is a little off.
Right.
This one particular day of the month. And you know that going in, that's already a toxic person right there. Because you already, they are doing something that is already getting you out of whack. You shouldn't come into a house with somebody that you know and you already mad. Like, you shouldn't be mad as soon as you enter the door. You know, like, you should be chill. Your heart should be, your spirit should be calm.
Right.
Your spirit should be calm. You shouldn't, like, already be, like, you're already anticipating drama.
It's like, you already know they're going to be on that bull jive. Like, yeah. I already know he or she going to be on this stuff, man.
Exactly. Like, people create things. Usually people like that sometimes are very self-seeking, self-absorbed. you know, with what they want from you.
Oh man, that's a great point. I'm with you there. Like the I think most of us experienced that before, to where you just know what you're gonna get out of a person, and you just know before you see them. Like, man, I'm just gonna try to be on my best, try not to put my hands on them. You know, try not to let it bother me too much. Like, you're mentally preparing to deal with something. It's almost like traffic in the morning. You just know it's gonna be there at 8 o'clock.
Oh yeah.
You know, you mentally prepare. You know, when you wake up in the morning, like, I know traffic's gonna be bad. Let me brace myself and get my playlist ready.
Exactly.
And yeah, I'm definitely there with you, man. I think one of the biggest signs of a toxic person is they don't see their faults in anything. You know, like, one of the biggest patterns of a toxic person is they'll find themselves in similar situations in different settings with different people. Mm. Like, if you're like always around different people and you're the one always arguing with them or having disagreements, like, maybe everybody else isn't a problem. Maybe it's you. But they don't see that.
They always blame. Oh, yeah. They always blaming somebody else. It's always somebody else's fault.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, in a team environment, it wouldn't work out. It wouldn't work out. Because when they have problems, the first thing they do, point the finger. They point the finger at somebody. Oh, yep. Well, if you had done this.
Yep.
If you had done this every time. You know, they're not problem solvers, man. So, they always. It's always somebody else. Just like Kevin Durant, kind of like that, too. You know, or Kyrie or some of these athletes out there. But there's people out there in the real world. Think about this. If you had, you know, is there somebody out there in your life that feel like they're never wrong? They could never be wrong.
No, that's definitely toxic, man. That's super toxic, because I think one of the big things about being mature, you know, and showing like some type of leadership is self-evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people really don't do self-reflection. Like, people say that they do, but a lot of people don't do it. Like, they don't look at situations and be like, okay, what was my part in this situation? Like, did I miscommunicate the way I said something to somebody to make them feel a certain type of way? Or,
right.
You know, did I do something, you know, that triggered them?
Right.
Like, people don't second guess themselves at all in any type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I'm saying you need to second guess yourself, but, I mean, we're all human. We all make mistakes. There are times where you just got to do some straight up self-reflection. Like, everything ain't always the world's fault. Everything ain't always somebody else's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody ain't always against you. You know, again, if you find yourself in certain situations to where you're bumping heads with everybody, I mean, maybe it's something you're doing. You know, maybe it's something you're doing. And that's one of the traits of being toxic, is it have no self-reflection. You know, it's just always them. You sometimes you can see the Facebook post or the social media post. You know, it's just like you know that one person on social media where something's always going on and they're always just like, man, you know, I'm self-made, all my own, nobody got my back, you know, it's just me worrying about me, like them type of posts.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, man, to me, a lot of times those rants come from like a place of them clashing with somebody.
Yeah.
You know, or relationships with people not working, whether it's, you know, like physical relationships or like family relationships or friendships or whatever. And yeah, man, people just got to learn to just have some self-reflection. Like, it sounds so simple, but yet a lot of people don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Evaluate yourself and see, you know, like, taking that responsibility and say, well, it's my fault. It's like, you know, when the player, they raise up their hand when they did the foul, that's what those people like that need to do. You know, they say, hey, it's my mm-hmm. bad. It's my bad. And, you know, another one is, I think, being manipulation is yeah. People, manipulators, they are out there. Y'all need to keep your eyes open and ears peeled. The people, like, they always seem one way, but they're really another.
Hey, people like that, they'll believe their own. They'll, like, manipulate themselves sometimes. Like,
oh,
They'll believe their own lies. their own logic.
They sipping their own Capri Sun or something. I don't even know if it's Caprice, but hey, you know what they sipping. They can often seem like, they could seem like they're nice, or they seem like, but it's really for another agenda, you know. But I feel like people like that, you have to be really keen to that type of behavior to know that this person is fake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because, like, anybody can seem like they're nice, but how nice are they? how genuine are they? You know, you don't have to go to psychology school like I kind of did, but that's not the point. But for those that aren't, you don't need to go to school to know. You can point those people out.
Oh yeah.
You know, that will try to use your interest. Like, for example, they could find a common interest that you both have in common, but they're really trying to use that to get you on their side to promote their own agenda. You know, it's like, oh, you know, we're both black. Oh, yeah, man. Like, I feel it. Like, we're for the struggle. We're for the struggle because we're fighting the same thing. But you don't know that their fight is not exactly what you're thinking in your head. In your head, you know. So they're kind of putting you at ease, manipulating, and toxic people try to put you at ease sometime with your own interests. You're trying to, you know, they try to make yourself feel good. As a, oh, yeah, I get that. So you're like, you're nodding your head. People that fall for this, they tend to be kind of naive a little bit, you know, inexperienced. You know, sometimes they get caught up maybe with the looks, you know, but when it gets to a point where they got you in with whatever your interests are, now they try to move you like a pawn piece.
Man, it sounds like something you're going through right now, man.
I tell you, hey, look. I call it like I see it.
You're going through it right now, somebody.
I see. Look, I observe a lot. Yeah. I don't say nothing, but I observe a lot.
Taking notes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I observe a lot. And some people don't always see it. They don't always see it. But there's people out there that are like that.
No, that's true, man. It's funny you said agenda because as you were saying, you know, they're trying to like manipulate situations. I thought the same thing. Like people like that, they do have like hidden agendas. Like it's almost like they think they know something that you don't know.
Yeah.
And that's another sign of like being toxic, of just like you're the smartest in the room.
Yeah.
Like these guys ain't on my level. Like, man, I'm about to finesse this whole little situation right here to where in the long run it's going to work out for me only.
Right.
You know, and I mean, that's pretty toxic, man, because, again, you think you're the smartest one in the room.
Yep.
You know, you have this hidden agenda. Like, you know, if you're dealing with people, a lot of times you should have mutual interest in things. Like, you know, you might value something more than the other person, but everybody's interest is on display. It's no, like, hidden agendas.
Right.
Like, the fact that you're hiding it makes it kind of toxic.
Right.
You know, so it's just one of those things where, like, man, you just got to spot that out. You know, you gotta spot it out. Like, you sure can't move the world being naive.
Yeah.
Because you got a lot of people like that. You know, they'll really try to finesse the system to where, again, you mentioned they'll try to find a mutual interest as you.
Yeah.
But deep down, that's kind of like a stepping stool.
Mm-hmm.
And you're almost like a pawn in their big plan. And, you know, and you got people like that, too. You know, they might be into something, and they'll be like, hey, call so-and-so, man. And, you know, they'll be like, rope him in, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like I know he's you know, like, say they're about to go like rob a store or something, and they know that you work, you like the way you go to work, you're driving past that store.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, hey man, call Josiah, man, he can actually drop us off over there, like he's passing there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And unbeknownst to you, they're planning to rob a store, but they're like using you to you know, get from point A to point B to rob the place. So you know, they're just like, hey, I need to ride here, you gonna pass there anyway? You're like, okay, cool, yep, hop in. And, you know, you drop them off, they hop out, they go do their little thing, you know, whatever their plan was, and you leave and do your thing, and it's like, boom. And so, you know, they on the news.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they robbed the place?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And it's like, now you're involved, though. You know, you're involved in it. You know, like, your car, you know, that's like, you dropped this person off at this location. You know, and this ain't no true story, this is just a scenario, you know, but, you know, you dropped them off at the situation, so now you're involved. So now you got to prove yourself, like, hey, I had nothing to do with that. Like, I just dropped them off.
Exactly.
And that's another sign of being toxic. It's just, like, pulling people into your mess.
Oh, yeah.
Like, folks always like, man, you know, nobody helps me out, self-made. But sometimes, you can't be a boss, get yourself in a situation, but then you want everybody else to get you out of it.
Basically.
That's not that ain't boss move. That's pretty toxic.
Nah, it's a soft move, man. Actually,
yeah,
that's a soft move, man. And that's a good word to use, pulling, because a lot of the things, my last one I'll use is, I think people just, that they tend to be really a strong control freaks, Because if they can't control you, they'll control what people think about you.
Mm.
And I think people need to write that down. Hey, you got a pen? Because like people will control what they think about you. Because like if they can't control you, okay, if they want you to do something, you won't do it, right? It doesn't work on everybody. Like if they try to talk to you and you're not going for it, they say, well, he won't go for it, so I'm going to talk to 5 other people and have them act funny towards you all of a sudden now.
Like, oh, he's a sucker, man. Yeah, he ain't trying to do it.
Man, man, Rio, don't do this. Rio, don't do that. Yeah, Rio.
That's real.
All of a sudden, you got people that you don't talk to. Don't say hi to you. Don't say hi to New Year. You're like, what's going on? You're like, well, because so-and-so is trying to get people to kind of collude. People like that are liable to collusion in a way. It's a way because people that are control freaks, it's like an insatiable habit.
Yeah.
To control any and everything. Some way, somehow. You know, they feel like they have to. And that's a very toxic trait. And then like any man or woman can have that. You know. So it's not any aversion to any male or female, you know.
No, that's a big one. That's a great example. Like you said, they pretty much try to pollute the water, you know. Like, if they can't get what they want out of it, they try to, you know, sully your name. They throw mud on you. You know, it's almost like, think of like growing up, you know, at least how I grew up. You might see a guy try to talk to a girl and, you know, he shoot a shot and it don't work out for whatever reason. You know, she turned him down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that dude's next move is? Throw some dirt on her name.
He's
like, oh man, she was ugly anyway. Or oh man, she stank. Like, oh man, she messed around with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, when none of that being said, when you wanted her.
Exactly.
But as soon as she shoots you down, or she goes shoot somebody else, like, man, now you're in your feelings and now she's all this.
Exactly.
Like, that's toxic. That's a toxic trait.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people do that stuff all the time, man. And you gotta watch for that because they do it. You know, to somebody else, it could come back to you if you cool with that person. You know, so man, you just gotta navigate, man. You know, you just can't be all out there willy nilly. Like, you gotta watch how people move, because like you said, man, if people don't get what they want out of a situation, they gonna tear it down. Like, oh, that person is a bad person, or they don't do this and this and that, or oh man, they is acting funny. I don't know, man. Don't, you know, it's not what I thought it was.
Exactly. You
know? And that's another sign of being toxic. I mean, can't handle rejection. You know, I mean, you're probably too high. You know, whether it's rejection in relationships or situations or whatever the case. You know, I mean, nobody's perfect. You know, we don't always get what we want. You gotta learn how to bounce back from things. You know, you can't look at rejection as a failure, you know, or a reason to beat down something or somebody.
You know what? That's a great point, man. Because honestly, that's one of the things, you know, like that's how villains are born.
Yep.
I would say, you know, like any movie you see, right, usually it's ideologies taken too far. And that's what a lot of toxic people have, is that they have ideologies taken too far. And sometimes their idea isn't that bad.
No.
It like the one villain from Black Panther.
Killmonger?
Yeah. He didn't seem that evil at all, really, right? I mean, like, he had some good points, right, with Black history and what was theirs and what wasn't ours and things like that. But what was bad was when it was gone too far.
Right.
You know, and that's when you become the villain. And that's when people become the villain, because because their thinking goes too far, when they can't accept something. So now they take it like a step further. You know what I mean? And that's when they start getting out of pocket. And I say, that's how villains can be born. Sometimes it starts out as a little thing, and now it's resentment. And now it's like, you know, it's like you lose a job. It's like, I'm going to get everybody back for this one incident.
You'll kill everybody in the office, huh? Just...
I'm like, whoa, wait.
Like, who's everybody?
Just so that, let's be clear. let's define everybody. But firstly, let's take me off that list. Let's take me off that list. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's real though. No, that's real, man. And man, that's a great example. You know, again, going back to being toxic, just people feel like if you don't agree with them, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I guess.
And we all, I mean, I don't care what side of the politics you're on. I mean, if you watch a little bit of politics, which I'm not that political, but you know, you see stuff. Man, people, if you don't agree with them, then you something else.
Basically.
You know, like, man, if you do this, oh, you a hippie, or you, you know, you're lefty or whatever. If you don't do this, you know, you're racist or you're sexist or, you know, you're homophobic. Or if you do this, you know, you're like, they label you with something if you don't agree with them.
Yeah.
And people are so extreme about that, you know, and again, that's being toxic. Like, just because somebody don't agree with you on something, you know, like, just because I don't like A, don't make me B.
Right.
You know, and that's just most people, a lot of people in this world are like that, man. It's just, if you don't see or understand their thinking or agree with their thinking, in their mind, they automatically label you as something. And that's the issue that we have in things such as politics. I mean, people go back and forth all the time, you know, it's a name calling. It's just like, man, you know, we really simply can't just do the basics and communicate and talk about things, mm-hmm. compromise. You know, people always say, I'm willing to compromise, but not really willing to compromise.
I mean, you is or you ain't.
So, man.
You know.
So, yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. Come talk to people, man. Either you can stay away from them, fight them, or, you know, I don't know, make the best out of the situation.
Yeah. I think what the best thing is to is identify accurately that they are that. You know, because sometimes you can be mistaken. I think, but the big thing is see consistency. You know, when a person is genuine, they are who they are every day. Mm-hmm. This is how they are. They're genuinely nice to you. They're genuinely this or that. But yeah, they tend to be kind of iffy one way or the other. They usually aren't genuinely nice, toxic. Like they're only nice for just to you, just to you for that conversation they had to with you. You know, it's like, oh yeah, yeah, just like, you know, nodding their head, say, you know, whatever it takes, you know.
Yeah, man, that's true, man, that's true.
But
yeah, man, I think that's all I got, man. Those are
what was
that? I said I think that's everything I got, man. Shoot, anything more you want to add to that?
Oh, our final thoughts. Yeah. I mean, you guys just, I think just when you see somebody or when you identify like that, you got to process, you know, like, is this, you don't want this person to make you that toxic person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want to become that person.
That's true.
I think that's the biggest takeaway I would say from this kind of conversation. You don't want to, you don't want to let them take you down a hole and make you become a villain just because they're a villain.
Yeah. I feel you, man. And sometimes you got to call people out, you know, just on their BS. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to take the situation head on and just call it what it is. Some people, like, are proud of being toxic. Like, you got some people that will brag on being petty. And sometimes you got to call people out and they mesh and be like, man, I know what you're doing. I know what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not playing like that. Like, I'm not going for that. And you're not getting over on me. Like, sometimes you got to just nip that in the bud and let people know, you know. And again, that don't mean you guys are always going to be all cool and kumbaya after that.
Right.
But at least you're matching your energy. You're just like, hey, you be toxic what you want, all you want. But that's not going to slide over here.
Right.
You know, and sometimes that's just with the way things have to be. You know, you just can't let something be toxic just for the sake of you not wanting to, you know, deal with it. Sometimes you got to deal with, you know, got a bull by the horn.
Yeah, exactly, man. You know, so it's not to say that every, I think that every person can display like a type of toxic trait. But we're talking about this person that is full blown. You are a messed up person.
Yep.
And you're negatively affecting your life.
I tell you.
That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about some one trait you're trying to look at every person. Okay, everybody got some trait that may not be the best, all right? But this is I'm trying to clarify what we're talking about here. So people that are full-blown, you as a messed up individual. And I think everybody has that out there.
Yeah, man, we all deal with it on some level.
Yep.
Yeah, man. So, nah, man, some good stuff, though, man. You know, I mean, hopefully you guys, you know, listen and can hopefully take something away from our discussion. You know, we thought this would be a good conversation. Kind of started with, you know, seeing Durant and Michael Rapaport go about their dispute. You know, went from the DMs to the public.
Yep.
And the whole thing was toxic, you know. Same with, like, a couple weeks ago with Kurt Franklin and his son. So, you know, I mean, we all deal with toxic things on different levels. And hopefully, you know, everybody can get better at just navigating through it.
Yep, 100%, man. Yeah, we'll have to touch base on this a lot. It's some thick weeds we kind of go through toxic people. So, it's, you know, we'll definitely have to circle back.
No, man, you know, thank you guys, man. Thanks for checking us out. Man, make sure you like our page, subscribe to the podcast. You know, find us on Spotify, Apple, and any other podcast apps.
Share with everybody.
Yup, we out.
All right, peace. All right, guys, thank you for subscribing to 50 Ball, and thank you for listening to us. Please find us on Facebook and like our page, and use any podcast app and look us up, and stay tuned for more content.
Yep, check us out. Thank you for listening, and you'll get more content from us soon.
Peace.